Welcome to episode 143 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. For more information about what we talk about today, you can find links on the show page, which you can find by visiting thelabwithbrad.com. In Thomas Ray's Tierra system, an artificial life simulation, he jump-started the system by inserting a program that already knew how to self-replicate. Then, over time, mutations would occur. Sometimes, they simply happen at random. Sometimes, with a random probability, copy instructions cause errors. Deliberately, just to mix up the system. In 1996, working at AT&T's Bell Laboratories, Dr. Andrew Pargelis wondered what would happen if you used randomly generated digital organisms instead of writing one ahead of time that already knows how to self-replicate. Could self-replication spontaneously emerge? The system started by filling up 70% of the available space with randomly generated digital organisms, little bits of software. They were 1 to 25 instructions long. Like in Thomas Ray's Tierra, copying errors and background mutations occurred. Most randomly generated bits of software did nothing in particular, but some of them would either modify each other or write information into empty areas of memory. When there were 1,000 of them, a Reaper function was activated, and 30% of them were removed. A few more randomly generated individuals were inserted, and then the system was allowed to continue. After about 400 generations, self-replication emerged. When creating digital organisms, you basically have to write your own computer language, something that can be interpreted by the overall system. Dr. Pargelis carefully crafted his language so that it would take only 5 instructions for one of his digital organisms to copy itself. There's something funny about that. If I wanted to, I could carefully craft my language so that one instruction would cause one of my figures to copy itself. In the article I read, there was one line that caught my eye. The author noted that the first digital organisms that were capable of copying themselves tended to be overly complex, with large chunks of code that never got executed. This is somewhat similar to the chunks of DNA we have that apparently do nothing, which we talked about in episode 82. Eventually, I want to experiment with getting my digital organisms to do more than just live. I'd like them to be solving various problems, using artificial life as artificial intelligence. It occurred to me that having that extra space in the code, chunks of software that do nothing, would give more room and more flexibility to my figures. So I decided I'd repeat his experiment. So I did. There are distinct differences between my figures and either Thomas Ray's Tierra or Andy Pargelis's Amoeba. In addition, I'm still only working with a realm that has a maximum population size of 2. What happened when I ran the experiment? We'll talk about that next time. See you then.